This is the Laws of Success training. We are blessed to be here. I want to get right into it. So this is taken from Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill is the seminal self-development, business development guru in the 1920s, 30s, and has written over a half a billion books. If you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, The Laws of Success, these to me allow us to live passionately, purposefully, and profitably. This guide that I'm training today allows us all to dive into Napoleon Hill's 17 principles of success and learn how intention, gratitude, empowerment can unlock your definite purpose, your divine direction that leads you to success, your success, not other success, not what you're missing, not what you don't have. And we'll connect these timeless principles to your entrepreneurial journey, your personal growth. Almost every single personal development leader today has based their learnings on Napoleon Hill and these principles in which he has taught us for almost 100 years. We'll connect, like I said, these timeless principles showing how clarity of purpose, gratitude, accountability, and inspiration, effective communication can transform your life. By combining Napoleon Hill's powerful wisdom and faith with our approach to actionable success, we'll learn how to apply each principle to our real life circumstances and situations. Understanding how to separate those things, those activities that are either circumstantial or are non-negotiables. I'll help you take the practical steps towards mastering these principles, unlocking your full potential, and setting yourself on a path of everlasting success. And the first principle is divine direction, which is definite purpose. Clarity of purpose is the foundation of everything you do. Knowing what you want personally, experientially, giving and receiving without a clear direction, your actions will lack focus and success becomes a matter of circumstance or chance rather than intention. In other words, if you don't have a definite purpose, if you don't have non-negotiables in your life aligned in your divine direction, you will be a victim, not a victor. You will be influenced and controlled by the circumstances and chances, the uncertainty outside of you instead of the certainty inside of you. Intention amplifies your purpose by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing what you want in the divine direction of where you want to be or better. It turns potential into reality. It monetizes it and materializes it. A clear purpose gives you actions, meaning, and ensures that you stay on track towards your divine direction. It also changes the detours when God laughs at you. It changes them into protection, promotion, love, and perfection. You should make sure that you review in some way every day your definite purpose and have a statement as such. The second law or principle of success in which I've instituted and so many others have is having a mastermind, a collective conscious, creating a collaboration and accountability through a community of people that know and help each other and know other people that will help each other, that will buy from each other and sell for each other. This is essential. And the nice thing is, unlike Napoleon Hill, when he wrote this, we have access to an incredible community, the size, scope, and scale, which has never been seen before. The whole world is your stage. And being able to create a mastermind, a collective consciousness, in order to facilitate a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, allowing ourselves to surround ourselves with the right people and the right ideas that will create the easiest way to get to where you want to be or better. And achieve far greater achievements and expand your opportunities, because the only way to do so is to find someone. And it's so much easier today to do so, to find someone in a situation you want to be in and ask them for directions. And in alliance with the mastermind and community, to be able to help other people get to where they want to be. That's what the Breakfast of Champions does. That's what this Friday training has done for over 25 years. It'll be 26 years in October. Being able to create this community allows you to have a collective consciousness, a mastermind, a network, which can be contributing to what? Your net worth. One of the biggest contributors to your net worth is that mastermind, that alliance, that association, that collaboration, that community, but only when it's aligned with your frequency, your values. Creating a collective consciousness, a community, a mastermind group of like-minded individuals will support your goals every step of the way, accelerating your divine direction, aggregating more people into the community, and creating exponential results that will help you reach unbelievable heights. Build your own community and be a part of other community. People will tell you you're the aggregate of the five people that you spend the most time with. I believe that to not be true. Because I want to spend the most time with my family, and I have to play a certain position on that mastermind group, on that collective consciousness, on that team. You got to have multiple teams, and you got to pick and choose with definite purpose and divine direction what position you want to play on that team. And so you should have a team for AI. You should have a team for sleep. You should have a team for golf or whatever else you love to do. You should have a team for your family, a team for faith, and pick and choose whether you're the captain, whether you're the center, the guard, whether you are on the bench or the water boy or cleaning the court. It doesn't matter. Know your position and then utilize the other people on the team in order to facilitate giving you directions that you're able and capable of playing all positions on that team. That mastermind, that community is essential to get you to where you want to be or better. The third success principle is applying your why, applying your faith. Too many people, they live in interference. They live in the victimhood of interfering with the ego, reacting to the fear. Fear is omnipresent. It's going to be there every day, but suffering is a choice. And quit searching for the meaning. Apply the meaning. Apply the why. Quit searching for your why. Apply the why and have faith when fear presents itself that I'm going to shorten the distance of resistance with not only wisdom from the collective consciousness, from the community, from the mastermind, but I am going to shorten the distance with faith. I'm going to shorten the distance because I know when there's fear, I'm going to react to it with the devil, with the ego, with the interference. And I'm going to use time to say, how am I progressing to spending less time interfering with my potential, my source, my higher self, that which loves me more than my mom, that's omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, part of that mastermind, that unified, abundant, infinite system of thought in which I'm interfering with. I need to use the 24 hours today in the divine direction, not interfering with it. And so believing in yourself, knowing the certainty within, not outside of ourselves, which we have uncertainty, and your goals will be transformative. Faith creates the foundation needed to overcome all obstacles and turn your dreams into reality, into materialization, into monetization, elevating you to a higher self. Faith in your own potential of what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Faith in what you want transforms obstacles, detours into opportunities. It is not only the divine direction, but it is the divine detours that get us to where we want to be or better. Faith is the fuel that drives you to push through challenges and find success on the other side. You need to apply your why. When interference occurs, you got to stop, drop, and roll. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, you got to stop, drop, and roll. You got to identify the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, worried, guilty, resentful, whatever it is that's driving you away as a detour from where you want to be or better. Instead, shorten that distance of resistance, not only with the wisdom of the collective consciousness, the mastermind, the community, but your faith. Apply your why. Quit searching for it. You are not searching for a meaning of life. You want to feel alive? You want to feel alive? Then have the spirit come through you and apply your why. The fourth principle of success is going the empty mile. People talk about the extra mile. And most people, they go the extra mile, but they go the extra mile every once in a while. You see, they don't have a great understanding of harmony of time. Reconciling the infinite time of intuition and inspiration with the man-made constructive time of intelligence, utilizing going the extra mile. The best example of the extra mile is the kids who study, most of them, Spanish and math. They'll go the extra mile, Dad. They'll study 15 hours on Saturday for the test on Monday, but it's the kid that studies 15 minutes a day that's worth 15 hours on a Saturday. I've never met a kid who studies Spanish 15 minutes a day or math 15 minutes a day that doesn't end up with an A. It's the empty mile. The extra milers, they're a dime a dozen. I go the extra mile every once in a while and then use that to justify why I'm not where I want to be or better. Over-delivering is key and standing out is great and building goodwill and community and exceeding expectations every once in a while creates lasting relationships, setting yourself apart from the competition. But what really sets yourself apart is the empty mile where there is no competition, because human beings don't like consistency. Human beings lack commitment. And if you utilize time to spend 2 minutes a day instead of 2 hours on a Saturday, you'll find that the empty mile is easy because you own the cheat codes to make it easy to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the dis-easy. You will attract more opportunities, options, and touches of table and build trust by being consistent and persistent in the pursuit of your potential. The fifth law of success, the principle of success in which I've derived from Napoleon Hill, is the personal initiative. Taking proactive action is essential for success. It's part of intention. You can't just think about what you want to be. You can't just say it. You got to do it, believe it, and feel it. Waiting for external motivation to get us up, get us back up, get us started, get us back started, knowing that 0 to 1 is harder than 1 to 100, and giving and looking for permission only slows down your progress. You must be willing to act on your own despite the people that will laugh at you, scoff at you, make fun of you. Eventually, they'll applaud you, I promise you, because action overcomes emotion. Logic does not. Action driven by intention. What you do, say, think, feel, and believe beats talent every single time. Personal initiative is the differentiator between those who succeed and those who wait for things to happen. You need to take action. You need to know what you want, who you can help, how to get it done, and prioritize according to the circumstances of the day, outside of the non-negotiables, inside the context of going the empty mile, having and applying your why, utilizing the collective consciousness in the divine direction of the definite purpose that you have. The sixth principle of success, well known throughout time from Napoleon Hill, is the PMA of the day. That's the positive mental attitude. I'll tell you what the positive mental attitude allows us to do is live healthy and long. I read a statistic that people that have a positive mental attitude, optimists, people that have gratitude in their heart, that are able to find detours as divine and stay in faith and seek wisdom with a PMA, with a positive mental attitude, live 15% longer, healthier lives. So it's exponential in its nature, because who wants to live a long, sick life? And a positive mental attitude shapes your reality, because you give meaning to everything you see. And everything you see is in the past. Everything you see is in the past. And so you, anything in the past, the only thing that limits your past is the meaning you give it. And so we have an extraordinary co-creative power to give meaning to everything we see, because everything we see is in the past. And a positive mental attitude allows us to give a meaning aligned with your divine direction and helps you see opportunities of all that you're given, even when you see no evidence that you're given anything, or you see contrary evidence to what you think you want. And in every situation, it makes it easier to move past the detours, the obstacles, and stay focused on your divine direction, by allowing that detour to be divine in itself, and also providing you the patience with faith of divine time that everything's going to happen at the right place at the perfect time, because gratitude is the ultimate PMA. Focusing on the light, the love, and the lessons and all the circumstances of the day shifts your mindset, provides you the 15% longer, healthier life. It allows you, in the faces of insurmountable quote-unquote challenges, to identify the negative patterns in which we reframe into positivity with the positive mental attitude, to start your day by practicing gratitude and closing the day in the same methodology by simply saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. And you will live in the world of more than enough of everything to everyone, for everyone. PMA, divine direction, divine detours, divine time. The seventh principle of success derived from Napoleon Hill, which I share my birthday, and I am chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute. And anyone, by the way, that would like this exercise or guide, just email me. I'll throw in my book, sign it, send it to you. I'll pay for shipping and the book. Just email me if you want this guide. It will change your life. Look at it every day to remind you of what it takes to get to where you want to be or better. The seventh principle is self-discipline. You see, self-discipline is so important because the characteristics of energy provide us three things. Behavior, for example, good and bad behavior. How do we define it? Good behavior is aligned with where we want to be or better. It creates good progress towards where we want to be, not where other people want us to be, not what's missing or not what we don't have. Bad behavior simply is behavior that interferes with it. So within the context of self-discipline, knowing that 2 minutes a day is worth what? 2 hours on a Saturday, then self-discipline, which is contrary to human nature, because humans don't like to do the same shit again and again and again, and we forget to do shit because the simple things to do are simple not to do. We need self-discipline, and we need to assign time, a minimum amount of time every day, to the non-negotiables to provide us 90% of the outcomes that we want or better, and allow the variant behavior to create enjoyment in our life, some interference, I'm sure, but also to balance out what we hate to do, and allows us to learn to do what we hate, don't like, don't love, or other people hate, don't like, or don't love, allows us to enjoy it every single day. And that's what self-discipline is. It's the discipline that allows us to bridge between our objectives, divine directions, and the actual outcomes that we don't know or understand. It's the ability to stay focused on our purpose, to create a purpose greater than the pain, even when faced with interference, distractions, and temptations. As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook. Discipline is choosing what you want most over what you want now. Choosing what you want most, prioritized what you want over what you desire right now. Long-term success, divine success, comes from the ability to stay disciplined and committed to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. You see, if you can learn to love what you don't like, don't love or hate, if you can learn to love what other people don't like, don't love or hate, if you can learn to do that, you will enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. And life will tell you all its secrets. It'll give you the cheat codes. It'll make it easy. Get rid of the dis-easy. You need to be disciplined in order to effectuate the aggregation, acceleration, and compound the successes, the outcomes in your life by utilizing self-discipline within the context of all of the laws and principles of success. The eighth principle of success, enthusiasm. The root of the word entheos, with God. Enthusiasm is contagious because it's connected to everything and everyone. It energizes both of you and the people around you, driving action and inspiring others to follow you. It allows you to empower others to empower others. Enthusiasm is the energy in motion. It's the emotion. It is you dissipating the interference between you and an omniscient, all-powerful source that loves you more than your mom, and it's extremely contagious. It's the influence, not the influence. Be an influencer. Have enthusiasm. When you bring passion and excitement to what you do, the activity you get paid for, the activity you don't get paid for, it creates a momentum, a perpetual energy, emotion. And guess what? It allows you to be responsible, accountable, and available, attracting what you want. And most importantly, it allows you to use that PMA in order to facilitate a participation in a perception, a participation in a perception of where you want to be or better, making everything a victory, not a victimhood. It is the viral energy that you want to spread. The ninth principle of success is to control our attention and intention. What we pay attention to and what we give intention to equals the coinciding, the coincidences in our life, the outcomes, the consequences, the results that we want. Focus in an attention and intention is one of the most powerful tools of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude that you can utilize. This controlled focus, attention, and intention, when you concentrate on what matters, when you focus and are intentional about what's important to you, either as a non-negotiable or a negotiable, within the context of the circumstances of the day, you increase your effectiveness, efficiency, and statistical success. You speed up accelerating towards your divine direction and allows you to get through the divine detours to a better place, a better situation, even if there's no evidence, even if there's contrary evidence. Energy flows with your attention goes. Where your focus, your intention, and attention are determines your outcomes. Stay focused. Stay intentional. It's essential to achieving your success in this controlled attention and intention. The number 10 principle of success is learning. Learning, in other words, being accountable is learning. Learning from adversity, challenges, detours, and defeat. Every setback should be a setup. Struggles and setbacks are an opportunity to see what you're given through gratitude and forgiveness. Adversity, struggle, detours, they teach us what's important. It teaches us how to get to where we want to be or better. And these important lessons are which builds not only resilience in order to effectuate bigger and greater purpose. It's necessary to succeed in your divine direction. Ask yourself, what did I do to attract this to myself? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to participate in this perception? And most importantly, what am I supposed to learn from it? Because the universe does not punish. It prepares. I'll repeat that. The universe, God, your source, it does not punish you. It loves you more than your mom. It prepares you, and you do the same for your children. Every challenge or detour that you face is an opportunity through responsibility, attraction, and perception to learn and to build resilience, to grow stronger so that your purpose is even greater and you can withstand even more pain, and you have and can facilitate a meaning of the struggle in which is aligned with the divine direction that you want to be in or better. Because if your purpose is greater than your pain, you'll never quit. And it's not the mistakes that you're going to make. It's the lessons you're going to learn that's going to keep you from having a lack of commitment. And it's a lack of commitment that will defeat you. Number 11, the principle of success is to co-create a vision. Your ability to imagine and visualize and co-create new opportunities, options, and touches of favor is what drives innovation and solves the pain, solves the problems. A co-creation vision guides your decisions and your actions and allows us to not limit ourselves, because you will never overachieve your imagination. You never will overachieve your self-image. Your vision, your co-creation determines your destiny, your divine direction. It's your ability to see the future that you want to materialize and monetize. It wants to give you the clarity, the balance, the focus, the harmony, and the motivation to make it a reality. It is the co-creation of this vision that is necessary in order to facilitate the acceleration, the aggregation, and the compounding of your successes. The piling up of your W's and recognizing the L and moving and learning from it to more W's, bigger W's. The 12th principle of success is the accurate ability to think critically in logic. See, logic and analysis will never overcome emotion. But critical thinking and sound decision-making, the prioritization of what's important to us in that decision-making process is vital for success. Understanding the harmony between the intelligence, the wisdom, and the faith of intuition and inspiration by grounding your thoughts with facts and logic and then making a more informed and effective decision according to the circumstances of the day and the relativity of what's doing well today, what's stable, and what you think will be doing well in the future. There's a harmony between that criteria. And it's this clarity that eliminates the interference, the insecurity, the fear, the interference of the reaction to that fear, and opening the doors of enlightenment of all that we're given, the options, the opportunities, and the touches of favor to prioritize towards the divine direction of success, whatever that looks like in your co-creative vision. Accurate thinking brings clarity, balance, and focus to any situation according to the circumstances of the day and empowers you to act decisively with the prioritization process of knowing each day, what are my non-negotiables that are non-circumstantial, and what are my negotiables in which I have to evaluate with logic and clarity the circumstances of the day and reprioritize and prioritize my day accordingly. Be an accurate, critical thinker. Use facts and logic in order to facilitate the intelligence necessary to combine with the faith of the intuition and inspiration that you have. The 13th principle of success is collaboration and cooperation. This is the community that we're in. This is what we started with in the mastermind. Success is not a solopreneur endeavor. Even if you are a solopreneur, you should have cooperation and collaboration with so many different teams and know what position you want to play on those teams, because the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone that's already there and ask them for help, and to help other people get to where they want to be or better. Teamwork and cooperation, collaboration, coordination helps you leverage other strengths and build harmonious relationships that lead to greater achievements, because you build a community, a neighborhood of like frequency to help one another and know people that will help one another. That's why we do so much. Free Friday trainings for over 25 years, meetups, holding court, speeches, studio, masterminds, all the things that we're doing is simply to build harmonious relationships that lead to greater achievement. Service to others creates harmony and abundance in your life, and asking for help does the same. Working with others and co-creating with others in a supportive environment where everybody thrives, in a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Can you think of any better business model I haven't been able to find one. The 14th principle of success, time. Be a student in your calendar. Profit from time. Understand that there's two different times. One, the infinite time. Is my activity today relevant to the infinite being that I am, the infinite divine direction I'm in, or is it a man-made construct of human experience in which I desire and profit from by utilizing the guarantee that God has given us? And that guarantee is very simple. He's only given us one common denominator and one common gift, one common guarantee, 24 hours. There's no other common denominator in the human experience. If I tell everybody, hey, meet me at my studio at the Win at noon Pacific time today, everybody that is on time will be there at the exact same time. Otherwise, everything else is relevant to perception. You're guaranteed 24 hours a day, except for, of course, the last day of your life. You will be cheated seconds, minutes, or hours. That's the guarantee of God. And you need to decide how to prioritize your activities each day, either in the infinite time, utilizing intuition and inspiration in order to effectuate this unbelievable, abundant, infinite world system of thought that we belong to for eternity, or do you want to live in the human experience and profit from time? This is your most valuable resource of what? The human experience. It's infinite in the spiritual experience. It's knowing how big it is. It manages our time through being a student of it by paying attention and giving intention to it, by having negotiables and non-negotiables, by having planned and unplanned, by utilizing your sleep in reference to the 24 hours that you're guaranteed. My number one non-negotiable is a minimum of 7 hours a day sleeping. I want to be in the Hall of Fame of sleep. I want to be the best sleeper in the world because I'm going to recover better and access more information than anyone else if I'm the best sleeper in the world. And that makes life easy and takes away, dissipates, dissolve the diseasy. Managing our time allows us to focus on what matters most. It prioritizes and maximizes our impact in the, yes, human experience. That is a common denominator, a backbone of time. Be a student of your calendar to maximize your impact, to be more productive, more accessible to others and access what you want, and more grateful, giving you more time, healthy time, because of the PMA that gratitude gives you, the positive mental attitude. Time management is essential for achieving success in both short and long term. And if you want to learn about the student of the calendar, if you want to learn about profiting from time, if you want to get that from me, along with this exercise and guide, I'll throw in the student of the calendar training and guide for you. Just ask david@dmeltzer.com. It's simple. I will send all this stuff to you. It's free. It will change your life. If you have discipline, if you enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. The 15th law of success is the most non-negotiable for me relative to sleep. It's your health. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes, tries, turns at all these principles every day. If you're healthy. If you're unhealthy, you're only going to have one wish, one goal, one objective. And so health is the most important non-negotiable, which is why sleep is my number one non-negotiable in which I spend the most time on, because recovery is so essential to being healthy, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Within the context of the 24 hours a day, the human experience, it is the foundation of all the success principles. Without health, your ability to perform your best at your potential is compromised in some percentage. Health is more than just your wealth. It's everything. It is your ability to co-create, wish, to desire, to utilize acceleration, aggregation. It is everything in your life. It's the foundation of sustainability in a PMA, a positive mental attitude. If you're not prioritizing your health, then reprioritize your day. Use that guide that I'm going to give you to be a student of the calendar in order to figure out what's really important to you. And don't tell me, no, my finances and my family are more than important to me. Even my faith, which is relative to health, by the way. But if you're not healthy, it's hard to be faithful. So a primary objective, a sustainable foundation is secured by your well-being, your ease, not your dis-ease. And so prioritize your health. Ensure that you can sustain the energy required to pursue your potential. Everybody has the exact same amount of energy. What are you doing to interfere with it? Everybody has that same ease. What are you doing to put yourself at dis-ease? According to the subject matters, the topics, and the expertise in which you're pursuing, your nutrition, your water, your sleep, and your breathing. Four, for example. Why do I pick those four? Because if you don't sleep, you die. If you don't eat, you die. If you don't drink, you die. And if you don't breathe, you die. So you better be an expert at all four, because that seems to me to be fundamentally the best way to be healthy. And two, to live your finest being, your finest human existence, you dissipate and disappear the interference that's created by not focusing on the four necessities that are required to live the human experience. You're infinite in your nature, and you'll probably get another try at it and to learn that the four necessities and how to utilize the gift, the guarantee of God, the 24 hours that you're given to do so. The 16th principle of success is the ability to budget what's important to you. Budgeting time and money, for example, in the human experience, seem to be very important things in order to have more options, opportunities, and touches of favor. The more time you have, the more money you have, the more options, opportunities, and touches of favor you have. Strategic planning, budgeting for both time and money, is essential for your divine direction in that divine purpose with the divine directions. There's no doubt that more time and more money help you with the divine detours as well. And if you don't know how to prioritize and budget to ensure that you're investing your time and money into the future wisely, you're making a big mistake in the human experience. And so we need to know the five daily practices in order to facilitate the prioritization and the application of why, the application of faith, in order to facilitate living a better human experience, a better life. And so part of my non-negotiables is to study time and study my finances every single day, as well as study my faith, spend time with my family, spend time on my health, spend time on my every day, my sleep every day. In fact, my non-negotiables, which means their activities that have they're irrelevant to circumstances, includes minimum amount of time, 7 hours on my sleep. And then I take 3 or 4 hours a day to spend on my family, my finances, my faith, relativity of other people in my life, and studying time. Because if you're not budgeting time and money, you are dissipating, not increasing and aggregating and accelerating. Every investment in yourself will pay dividends. The best investments in yourself is understanding your timing and risk tolerance of time and money, aligning it with what's doing well, what's stable, what you think is going to do well, and then prepare each day according to the circumstances of the day, where the non-negotiables are relevant to them, and the rest of the day, the 14 hours of the day that you have of awake time, in order to facilitate activities to learn how to get to where you want to be or better. Smart investments in yourself with budgeting and focus and attention and intention on time and money create compound returns over time. It creates an exponentiality of more time and more money. Finally, the last principle of success, inspiration. Inspiration is a cosmic habit of force. I don't care what your religion is, your spirituality, your philosophies or theories are, but I believe that no matter what they are, that you better believe in something bigger than you that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you. I believe that you better believe that there's something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom, protects you more than your mom, perfects you more than your mom. And this infinite, abundant, unified system of more than enough of everything for everyone of thoughts responds to your intention. It responds to the habitual cosmic force of what you do consistently, persistently in the pursuit of that potential. It responds to it because it loves you so much. And when you ask for it, it provides you what you want or better. And just because you're too stupid to understand that not getting the job or not getting into the school or losing all your money or getting a sickness is actually a divine detour, because you don't even know that the habits that you have today are actually in the infinite going to harm you or depreciate you, not appreciate you, add value to you. And that persistent, consistent pursuit aligns you with your divine direction, allows you to overcome even greater divine detours, and creates everlasting success. This unified, abundant, infinite system of thought where something's bigger than you that loves you more than your mom responds to what you repeatedly do, not just what you want. You can't just sit at home high, broke, sick on your mom's couch, dreaming about what you want. Your habits will shape your destiny in the ability to enjoy what you don't like, don't love, or hate, what other people don't like, don't love, or hate, in a consistent, persistent pursuit, in a divine direction of where you want to be or better. It will create a victor's mentality, not a victim's mentality. Utilize time and budget. Utilize your health. Profit from time. Collaborate, coordinate, and cooperate, coordinate, and collaborate with one another. Utilize accurate thinking, co-create visions, learn from adversity, defeat, and the detours. Utilize controlled actions, entheos, enthusiasm, self-discipline, the PMA. Extend your healthy, wealthy, happy, worthy human experience. Utilize personal initiative, go the empty mile, apply the why, apply your faith. Utilize the collective consciousness, the mastermind, the community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, and have a definite purpose, a divine direction every day. Some activities not circumstantial in their nature, others completely circumstantial that need to be prioritized in that divine direction. And remember, success is not an outcome or a destination. It is the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. You must live where your purpose is greater than your pain. Stay disciplined. Keep the PMA, even in the face of detours. Most importantly, help one another. Know people that will help one another. As Napoleon Hill famously said, whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Your mindset, your heart set, your handset, your intention, your actions will create the reality, the materialization, the monetization that you desire. Not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Thank you, everyone. I just want to remind you to reach out to me, whether it be the Student of the Calendar, the Five Daily Practices, the Laws of Success, or my book. It's all free. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you want to join our private networking group where you get one-on-one access to me every single week, please email me as well. That group is growing. It's a powerful community of people that buy from each other, sell for each other. In other words, they help each other, and they know people that will help each other. Join us, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. And do good deeds. Have an awesome day.